Zach the Hilga Mishnah Vaiter, Mesechtis Trumas Perik, hey, Mishnah Vap, Saw Truma, I have a Saw Truma. Shenaflet fell into Lepachas Himeya to less than 100 of Chulin. As a result, Vinidmu, it becomes Aser. It's all considered like Truma. It's less than 100. Then, Vinafel Min HaMedumah, from this mixture, it fell in one Saw, Lemokamacha, to a different place. Rabbi Eliezer says, Midamaska Truma Vadai. It's going to become a damas, as if regular truma fell into it. In other words, you need 100 keneged whatever fell into it. Aye, who says what fell out of the first mixture is truma? Once the first mixture doesn't have 100, it's all truma. And if a piece falls out of this into another set of chulin, you need 100 over there. The chachamim say, as they said in the previous case, that ein hamadum midameya. Let's say I have a sav truma got mixed up in 10 sav chulin, 90 short of being mevatel. So the whole mixture is meduma. But how much truma is in each sav? And the answer is an 11th. I had over here 10 sav of chulin plus this one sav truma. So if it's broken up in every piece, each piece has an 11th. All I need now is 100 times that 11th, not the whole piece. Furthermore, in a similar vein, ve'ena mechometz machmetz el lefi cheshbon. The word mechometz comes from the word chametz. What's chametz? When a dough rises. Now, if you leave a dough long enough, it's going to rise after you mix it with water. But to make it rise quicker and better, they used to put in yeast. Or as my Rebbe used to teach, sa'ar zoerteg, sourdough. So what we're saying now is, I have dough number one. Yeast of truma went into it. It became chametz. Clearly, this dough is truma. Only kanim can eat it. Part of this dough now falls into another dough. How much fell into this other dough? What falls into the second dough only has a small amount of truma in it. Figure out the percentages. It's a little tricky. Let's not get confused. That first yeast of truma made the first dough chametz, so it all becomes truma. Let's say I take a fistful of this first dough and put it into a second dough, or it fell into a second dough. And the second dough begins to rise, it also becomes chametz. I didn't automatically say that the second dough is truma. What was in that fistful? I had to figure out the percentages. That first dough had truma mixed with regular dough. If the truma amount in this fistful would be enough to make a second dough rise, the second dough is also truma. But if the second dough is only rising because of my fistful of dough, which isn't all truma, the second dough does not become truma. Here's one more. Ve'ein ha'mayim she'uvim paislim es ha'mikvah ela lefi cheshbon. Here we go into a totally different mesechta. We'll try to make it as simple as possible. A mikvah has to be water. That's not shuvim, it's not drawn water. It's not water that was in a keli. It has to be rainwater. Mikvah could also be well water coming from underneath. But let's say we have rainwater here. So obviously we can't learn all of Hilchas Mikvahs here, but let's just touch a little bit on what's necessary to understand this Mishnah. How many saw of water do you need in a mikvah for it to be a kashra mikvah? The answer is 40. So let's say I have a mikvah that has 21 saw of rainwater. I'm more than halfway through. So what you could do is, I don't have any more rainwater, and I need 40 saw. So I can fill up 19 buckets of water. I don't pour it directly into the mikvah. I do something called hamshacha. It runs along the ground first. And from there, it pours into the mikvah. Not necessarily on the ground. It has to run along something that's not a keli. From there, it pours into the mikvah. This mikvah is okay. I have a total of 40 saw here. 21 is actual rainwater. 19 came derech hamshacha. I first poured it on the ground, and let's say it rolled from there into the mikvah. It flowed from there into the mikvah. Now, normally we say even 3 lugan of mayim shuvim could passel a mikvah that doesn't have the shear yet. But in this case, where you already have roiv of the rainwater, and the rest is not being poured directly into the mikvah, but it's running along the ground, the mikvah is kosher. Well, what if the mikvah only had 20 sah of rainwater? Half the amount, not roiv. And I would draw another 20 saw in a bucket and pour it on the ground, mikveh would not be kosher. So how do we attach the words? This other batanur attaches it. Ve'ena mayim she'uvim poisel mesem mikveh, mayim shum will not passel the mikveh ela lefi cheshbin. It's based on the cheshbin of how much water there is over here. If you have roiv, rainwater, even though you drew the other water in a bucket, but as long as you let it flow on the ground first, the mikveh is going to be kosher. There are other pshatim over here, how to explain the mayim she'uvim lefi cheshbin. L'maaseh, this is how the batanur learns.